Welcome to Transform Now, a podcast focused on intelligent automation and brought to you by SS&C Blue Prism. On this program, we talk about how organizations globally are rethinking the way they operate, utilizing process orchestration and AI-enabled digital workers to free up humans to do the work that matters most. We also share insights and tips on how you can embrace this new way of working and unleash your full potential. Let's get into the show.
Hello, everyone. Brad Hairston here. We're at SS&C Blue Prism Live in New York City. We have a great event today, a lot of great content, a lot of customers, a lot of partners that have joined us here today. And one of those partners is Cleva. And I'm joined by Mark Pedersen, who is the co-founder of Cleva. They're a UK-based company that provides a conversational process automation platform that is manifested in the form of a virtual agent. So we're going to hear all about that here in this discussion. Mark, nice to see you. Glad you could be here.
Yeah,
why don't you start by just telling everyone a little bit about yourself and about Cleva?
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Delighted to be here and lovely to do another podcast with you and this time in person.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I've been in the industry for 25 years in the software space and got into intelligent automation about 13 years ago when we started Cleva. And we were really fascinated with how do we get humans to be more effective at their jobs. And the problem we initially looked at solving was this training paradigm. Keep training humans to follow rules, and it really is turning them into robots. So we wanted to really look at liberating them, unlocking them, and augmenting them with intelligent technology. And that's where Cleva was founded. So how do we train technology to guide the human agents to do their jobs better and focus more on the customer? And that sort of evolved over time. You know, we worked at big financial services organizations, helping them with their customer service areas and telcos, public sector spaces. And we started to find that we were so effective at helping the human agents that our customers said, well, why don't you just go ahead and start helping the customer directly? So we sort of moved into the self-service space and really haven't looked back. So yeah, again, that's where we started. And then we bumped into Blue Prism about 3 years ago where we just thought this is just the match made in heaven, right, in terms of us handling the front office conversations and then working with the digital workers to do the back office.
Right.
So, and here we are 3 years later and an exciting fund that's emerging.
That's awesome. So one thing we need to clear, we need to get rid of the misperception that Cleva is a chatbot. You're definitely not a chatbot.
Yeah.
But let's talk about that. What is it about chatbots that have made them ineffective, or voice bots even?
Yeah.
Kind of unpack that for us, and then we'll get into the virtual agent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Look, I think, you know, chatbots, they're getting better. I think I'll just say that all chatbots are bad, particularly powered now by generative AI. It's understanding what your ask is, what the question is, and then going and summarizing it and giving you an answer back. Mm-hmm. So there's some utility in that. But beyond that, being able to contextualize who you are, we're using data that we know on you, they really struggle. So I think customers are feeling more and more frustrated when we're working with chatbots that don't personalize that experience. Okay. And they just feel like they're not being heard, and they're always looking then for a human. And so they can really have an interrogation of their need or their problem.
Yeah.
And then have it solved for them. So I think that's where chatbots are struggling. And it's hard. It's just hard to do in terms of codifying or building out the conversational rule that you need to achieve what, you know, customers expect in terms of that personalized service.
Mm-hmm.
So Cleva's really taken that and looked at that channel, the chatbot or voice bot channel, and it's great self-service channel, but it's taken it to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing in this intelligence of the human-like conversation. So somebody says something and it's vague, we'll then interrogate them, we'll disambiguate, we'll ask questions.
Right.
It understands the multilingual side of it. Once you've authenticated, it's got the richness of your whole 360. And, you know, really make sure that it asks intelligent questions, and it doesn't ask you questions that it already knows the answer to. So another interesting thing, Brad, is the sentiment. So being able to detect somebody's emotion, that they're upset. So we're able to empathize. We're able to also offer a human agent to do that seamless handover.
Right.
And again, leveraging data, leveraging processes that digital workers have, working with digital workers to fire those off. And also play a part of the intelligent analysis from the digital worker perspective. So if you think about a digital worker trying to run through a process, maybe that was initiated through an email.
Right.
It can use a virtual agent to say, look, I've got this email. I don't really know what this is about, or I need some information around it. So we've got this interesting connection between digital workers and virtual agents working behind the scenes to figure out what's going on. And a virtual agent can then reach out to a customer proactively to ask questions. They need to clarify certain things. So that's also quite exciting. So we're way beyond a chatbot, and it's very exciting. Again, that combination of working together with the digital workers.
Let's talk more about how you do work with digital workers. Talk about that connectivity and the way that it's seamless and delivers a level of customer experience previously only humans could deliver. Now Kleva can do. Talk about that more.
Absolutely. So look, I think from a digital worker perspective, again, email is such a logical first step to say, you're already doing that with digital workers. You're getting emails and you're trying to process them, but you get often stuck where you need a human in the loop.
Yeah.
I think about getting a virtual agent in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
So virtual agent can seamlessly work with our APIs and the connectors to a virtual agent, passing whatever the context is, mm-hmm. whatever the rules are. The virtual agent can figure out ultimately what the human would have done and pass it back to the digital worker so it can continue on the automation side. And then if you flip it around as well, we work in multiple channels on omni-channel space.
Okay.
So inbound customer service or inbound queries, we're able to understand what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to leverage the digital workers to do the 360 or APIs.
Right.
And then again, work in concert with the digital workers to get the job done. But I think what's really exciting is the process intelligence side. So all the data that we're collecting, the richness of questions, the answers, and the actions.
Yeah.
We can then pass that into the process intelligence, and that can really start to help refine looking where the friction points are, where does the business need to invest in expanding what the solution needs to do. So
that's a pretty exciting new data source that can be tapped into, as you said, for process intelligence, use mining against it.
Yeah.
And also with regard to generative AI. There's a lot to be learned from conversations that maybe a virtual agent has facilitated. Let's talk about Gen AI, because that's been a huge inflection point for technology. How has that impacted Kleva? What has Gen AI done for your virtual agents? Could you explain that?
Yeah, absolutely, Brad. It was very exciting when it came about. So we've been struggling, obviously, in terms of speed to value with the language understanding, but a lot of time to understand all the different intents. What are people asking questions about? And that would always be a large part of the project, is actually training the language models.
Right.
And then Gen AI came along, and these LLMs came along, and they were all pre-trained.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a speed to value. Plug it straight in. We've always done the classification of the business rules. What are the needs or the problems or the solutions that need to basically be used to resolve queries, but now we've just plugged in the generative AI so that we can listen and out of the box, you're able to understand anything that anybody's saying. And then we use that to funnel it down into what is the problem. I also listen through the conversation. If somebody's changing context, are they asking for multiple things, listening for sentiment, and ultimately then also leveraging the RAG methodology as well to go and get answers from knowledge bases, which often you would need to prescribe or spend a lot of time connecting that up. We can just point the generative AI at a knowledge base or a knowledge article, and it can automatically then just respond to the question. So it's enriched what we've been doing. It's increased the speed to value. And so it's very exciting, and we've invested heavily in really blending it into our system.
Virtual agents on steroids, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So talk a little bit about the industries where you're seeing a lot of customers, a lot of prospects. Which ones are you impacting the most?
Yeah. So we're finding ourselves, there's a huge pull into travel and hospitality. I'm working with some very big brands at the moment where, again, large volumes of customers with complex queries. But travel's a big space for us. Public sector, again, millions of citizens all needing answers to questions or needing to be guided through problems that need to be solved. I mean, then the obvious ones, financial services. We're working with a large bank, really building our capability into their app. So we're really looking to reduce and deflect the queries that are going into the contact center. So and that's quite exciting because in an app, a banking app, you've got all of the context of why they're engaging, you know, on a particular transaction or looking at a particular product issue.
Right.
And then healthcare as well. That's also an exciting space for us, really, terms of being appointment scheduling, and that's just like freeing up clinicians' time.
Okay.
But it's, we're really looking to ultimately liberate the staff and free them up from the mundane repetitive work and the queries that are coming their way and allowing us to add more value to the customers. So, those are the industries that we're really leaning into.
Again, I think about Gen AI because with you mentioned knowledge bases, but for in the front office in particular, you think about companies having the ability now to point Gen AI and all of their policies, all their product information, all their customer information, and then to be able to, you know, basically pass that on to the virtual agent. That's pretty powerful, right? That's just going to continue to increase the value of what your virtual agents do day in, day out.
So that's
pretty exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, the combination of having a digital worker working with the virtual agent, it's all good and well, and you're just pointing it to data, but you've got to understand context.
Right.
What is the goal? What is the problem that needs to be solved? And then having a lot of those rules also already developed into digital workers. You can have this combination of virtual agents and digital workers powered by generative AI and all the data around it that I think really unlocks the value.
Yeah. So Mark, maybe talk about the core benefits that your customers are getting on CloudGuard. How are they measuring and quantifying the benefits they get that you're seeing over and over again? That would be great to hear.
Yeah. I think the major thing is reducing cost, you know, typically up to 50% reduction in operational costs. So again, it's being able to help organizations that are looking to grow, keep the same base and not have to keep adding more human skilled work with them. And so that's a big thing. But also the growth aspect as well is quite exciting. So this ability to do servicing to sell, looking for opportunities. You know, every opportunity when you're servicing a customer, this opportunity to cross-sell, upsell, you're listening for triggers and you understand the context. So our customers are really enjoying benefits of being able to then use it to grow revenues and obviously to do that in a compliant way so they can minimize the risk and provide that great experience the customers want.
You heard us talk about the Forrester Total Economic Impact Report earlier and finding that growth, company growth is one of the biggest benefits right now that companies are getting from automation.
Yeah.
I would say clearly you guys are right in the middle of that because you live in the front office and you're helping not only with the experience improvement, but you're helping companies grow and close deals and serve customers better. So I think you're in the right place. Any just quick thoughts on where you're headed from here? What's next for Cluster?
Well, I mean, we've really spent quite a lot of time developing opportunities in the EMEA space, Europe, UK, and we're very excited now about moving into the North American market, just in terms of looking to help more customers this side. And and then again, I think it's really just, you know, to go deeper into the Blue Prism customer base, looking specifically at starting with email, where can we automate emails? Where can we look at providing opportunities to provide that omni-channel experience? I keep investing in the LLMs that are coming out, trying to support more on-premise LLMs as well. So we've got an exciting roadmap and an exciting opportunities in front of us, you know, in the North American space.
Well, Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you. All the best to you and Clava. You guys are a great technology alliance partner. I think the synergies between our companies are remarkable and look forward to continuing to partner with you guys going forward. So thanks for being here. Really appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. And really appreciate the opportunity to chat to you and looking forward to developing the partnership further. It's been great.
Thank you for listening to Transform Now, the podcast from SS&C Blue Prism. You can find all of our episodes on your favorite podcast channel, as well as YouTube. To stay on top of the hottest topics in the world of intelligent automation, subscribe now. The future of work is here.